You're listening to the Heroes Podcast Network.
Hello, all you friendly Force users, and welcome to another episode of Echo Station Podcast. I'm your host, Chris, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Ian.
It's me. Hello, everybody.
We've got a kind of a high-minded concept episode today.
We have to first, we're going to apologize right now because we're going to be giggling through most of this because
we're using
Zoom today to record, and Chris is like whiter than Casper at this point because of the sun. And it is the funniest thing I think I've ever seen.
I am literally just a pair of giant eyeballs and red lips in a big white face.
And a braid.
And a braid and a white mask. I'm wearing white today too, so that helps. Yeah, that helps.
You're like a Force ghost, but like worse.
A Force ghost for nightmare material.
Yeah. It's very funny. So if you just hear me cracking up at one point, I'm very sorry. It's just me staring at Chris and laughing, so...
We'll have to post the video.
Yeah, it's so stupid. It's very funny. Oh, God.
Okay.
So,
anywho,
today's topic is something that Chris and I, like, we just, like, talked about randomly, like, half the time. But, like, if we had an unlimited amount of money, we would do this.
It's something I've thought about several times since childhood.
Yes. And so the topic today is designing Star Wars, and we are taking three rooms from like a typical house, and we are designing them Star Wars style. So we're taking influences from locations, possibly prop pieces, you know, whatever it may be, to make this room look very Star Wars-y.
Like interior design, Star Wars style.
Yes. So I have my three rooms picked out. Chris has her three rooms picked out. And that's the topic of today's episode because why the hell not? It sounds fun, and you know, maybe someone will take up our ideas on, you know, and build us these rooms.
Wouldn't it be great if we had like a limited YouTube series vis-a-vis StarWars.com where we just went in and surprised people with Star Wars room makeovers?
Oh yeah. And I would just take the sledgehammer and go, all right, I don't like this wall,
but it's supporting something. We don't need this wall.
I don't care. It's gone.
The Force will support the wall.
That's not how it works. Just crush everything.
Yep.
But news-wise, not a whole lot's happening. This week was supposed to be like San Diego Comic-Con, so I'm sure there was going to be some Star Wars stuff that was going to be announced there, or shown off toy-wise or whatever, but... Since SDCC and every other con in the world is not happening basically this year, we do have a little bit of news in the sense that Star Wars Animation, Lucasfilm Animation, is doing it again, and they have announced that they are releasing a Bad Batch series. Cool. The Bad Batch were part of the first four episodes of the final season of the Clone Wars. This takes place during the height of the Empire. So, I'm really hoping that this is the same animation style that they do in season 7 instead of like Rebels animation.
Yeah, no, I hope they keep Clone Wars.
Well, here's the thing too, because I was talking about this with my coworker. They built new models for Vader, for Stormtroopers, Snowtroopers, Probe Droid. Just like they weren't just going to use that for that 30 seconds, and then never use it again.
Yeah, that makes sense. Work's already there.
Yeah. They weren't going to just be like, oh, we're just going to tease these. No, they were going to use them for something else. We just didn't know what for until, you know, today.
You know what? As long as it doesn't look like Resistance.
Ooh, yeah. No,
okay.
We don't want that. No,
Everything about Resistance just pisses me off.
Yes.
It's so dumb.
Only watched the episodes that have Poe in them and Phasma because... they had Gwendolyn Christie and Oscar Isaac come back and voice those characters.
I don't know how. It had to be in their contracts or something.
Oh my God. Sure. Yes.
It's so bad. It's so bad. I couldn't get through, I think, more than 3 episodes, and then I just noped out for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's rough.
Like, even so, my 7-year-old was like, "Mommy, this is boring."
Mommy, it's not good.
Mommy, this is dumb. This is really bad. It's really bad. Why are they so whiny?
Because that's how they write Star Wars.
Because you can't have a male protagonist in the Star Wars universe who isn't a whiny bitch.
Exactly.
The cat agrees.
Yes, the cat does agree. So I really do hope that it's in the season 7 style of Clone Wars. Not much has been said about it, but we just know that Dee Bradley Baker is going to come back to voice all the clones again, obviously. I don't know if there'll be Jedi in there. I assume this is going to be like an elite force that hunts down Jedi.
Ooh, that's dark.
I mean, they're like kind of the A-team of Star Wars.
I know, but I would think that it would be like pre the time that we already saw them.
Oh no, it's during the Empire.
Oh, it is? Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't realize. What? Wait.
Yeah, it's during the Empire.
They're not going to be bad. There's no way. No, they're going to be like...
They have the chips in them still.
Do they?
Yes.
Do we know? Is that confirmed?
The only clones that we know that had the chips out were Rex, Wolf, and Gregor.
Yeah, that we know of. These guys defy all logic of the clones.
I think they're going to be an elite team to hunt down either Jedi or hunt down rebel cells.
Who would watch that? Tune in next week to watch yet another Jedi be slaughtered.
I would watch the hell out of that. The cat's like, I want to watch the Jedi get killed too.
Yeah, I'm sure. All cats are Sith. All cats are Sith. It is known.
Oh, yes, that's why I have one. Yeah.
I doubt it.
It wouldn't put it past them to have them maybe try and hunt them down, or and they don't succeed or something. I don't know.
I think so. One of them is going to figure out what's going down and manage to you know, break out the chips or something. I don't know.
It'll be interesting, but it comes out in 2021. And I'm sure we were going to get some kind of trailer for it during Celebration, which obviously isn't happening either. So maybe we'll get a trailer come August.
That'd be nice.
I don't know. We're going to get a lot of Star Wars stuff in August since Celebration didn't happen and it's not going to happen for another 2 years. So they're going to have to show us something. It's like, let us know what you are working on, please.
Well, I feel like we're going to see a lot more animated series pop up in the next couple of years.
I'd be okay with that.
Well, yeah, because it's work that can be done right now safely.
Yes.
So that makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. And, you know, we're kind of in a golden age of animation last decade.
Oh, for sure.
So.
For sure.
100% okay with that. Hopefully, I mean, it's not Star Wars related, but hopefully that means we'll get the critical role. Vox Machina animation finally rolling.
That'd
be nice.
Because I do know that you and the rest of Another Castle love your Critical Role.
We love our Critical Role. We are definitely D&D nerds.
See, and I've played D&D once.
We're gonna get you. When we can all get together again, we'll make you join our group.
That's fine. I'll just be like the one like random like golem person that like they run into like once, like, who's this random man?
God, I'm just gonna introduce you and be like, here's Ian, he's here just for tonight.
Oh yeah, no, just like keep me hidden. And, like, they won't know. Keep me hidden. And then, you know, they'll be like, and there's some mysterious creature, and they'll go, oh, what's that? And I'll just like pop on the corner going, meh.
This is literally exactly how guest stars show up on the Critical Role.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Podcast. They're like, you encounter this freaky weird goblin guy who's really quirky, and then they call in somebody from off the screen, and it's like another friend. And they're there for just however long they're there. And
yep.
That'll be me.
That'll
be you. It'll be great.
I will gladly do that in a heartbeat. I'll do that for you. I'll be a creepy goblin person for you.
We can always run a Star Wars tabletop game. I've played that before. It's really fun.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Another bit of news. I don't know when it's gonna release. I don't know if it's this week or next week. But yeah. We were guests on our sister podcast, Gamer Heroes. Derek brought us on, Chris and I, to talk about Battlefront 2, our likes, our dislikes, what we want to see in the future for Battlefront, and other various Star Wars games. Yeah, so
there's a lot of Star Wars gaming.
We'll be sure to tweet out that episode when it airs as well. And speaking of Twitter, don't forget to follow us at Echo Station Cast, because we just had our first big giveaway, and we're very happy to bequeath other Star Wars stuff to other Star Wars fans that would appreciate it. And also, we said this before, but don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes, because if you do that, we'll shout you out on the next episode that we do. So don't forget that. But yeah, news-wise, that's about it.
That's it, yeah.
That's it. And like I said, we're going to be doing designing. Instead of designing women, we're designing Star Wars.
Oh my god, do you remember that show? I have like this vague, nostalgic memory of that. Of my parents, or well, my mom being really into that show.
Yeah, because it's old.
So old. It's so old.
It's so old. It was like pre-Golden Girls.
Shit, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really old.
Yeah.
Wow.
So stay tuned. We're going to go to a quick little commercial break, but then we will be back and we're going to be designing some Star Wars stuff. So stay tuned. And we're back. Back again. Wasn't that a lovely little commercial?
Oh, yeah, so it was. So informative.
Yeah. So, designing Star Wars. Basically, I kind of stole this from, like, The Sims, because you played The Sims, right?
Oh, obsessively.
Okay, yeah. So there were a bunch of mods, you know, I think on Sims 3, where you could, like, have Star Wars decorated things.
Yeah, no, I still play The Sims. It's terrible.
And I built, because we both have God complexes, maybe. Yep.
Possibly. Or maybe I just really like murdering people. You don't know.
I don't know. That's true. I don't know your life. So I kind of stole it from that, because I'm like, oh, I've designed a bunch of Star Wars like homes, like, but I never really have talked about them before.
That makes sense.
So let's chit chat about them.
Yeah. So I have also. I try to put as much Star Wars into my childhood bedrooms as I possibly could get away with.
Right.
So that's probably where it, like, what's probably where it started. So I'll start off with that story. When the graphic novels were released of the Thrawn trilogy.
Oh.
Which are beautiful.
Do they do graphic novels for those?
Oh god, yeah, they're gorgeous. They're released back in the 90s.
Oh, fuck reading the books. I just want to look at pictures.
Hell yeah, and they're really, really beautiful. Like, especially the later ones, the character drawings are spot on. They look exactly the way they should.
Nice.
Leia's just stunning. And there's this one Easter egg in her Coruscant apartments of, there's this big mosaic, I think it might be. It's some kind of giant art piece of Padme. It's just stunning. It's really cool.
Oh, I think I've seen that before. Okay.
Yeah. It's really, really pretty. It makes its rounds on the internet. But anyway, so yeah, so there was a lot of description about where they lived and whatnot in the books. Like, they're pretty rich Thawne is pretty rich on describing things. And one thing he described really well was Coruscant, because he invented Coruscant. And he talked about the apartments that Han and Leia kept, you know, and where they lived with their twins and Winter and blah, blah, blah. And there were all these, like, small details about the balcony and the color of the bed spread and sheets they had, which was purple. So I went, like, full stupid obsessive child and, like, insisted on having purple bed sheets.
I want purple everything.
Yeah, no, I and then I also had this really bad issue with sleep from a very young age. I still don't sleep very much.
No, you don't, like a vampire.
Yeah, there you go. That's why. And one series of nights, I basically moved all of the furniture to the center of my bedroom, and then I drew a giant sort of like trompe l'oeil version of Coruscant. Like if you were looking out of a balcony doorway, like French doorways, out onto a Coruscant balcony, a life size onto my walls, and then painted it over, like, I don't know, like a week.
Oh boy.
I don't know how I didn't get in trouble for this, and I wish I had pictures of it still, because I did like a miniature version of it on a piece of paper, and then I did it out. And I took this all from the graphic novels because they were so pretty. And then I had like this computer console that I'd sort of painted in, and I had this giant plan that I was trying to get my mom on board with, that I would be able to cut out the window or like cut out a window into my wall so that I could stick my computer in there so it would look like it was just a screen, and I could have, like, you know, the tower and everything hidden, and I could pretend like it was all...
Oh, back when computers were bulky.
Back when computers were bulky and not touchscreen.
So I'm thinking, like, what? I'm thinking, like, a laptop. I'm like, all right, yeah, desktop.
No, this is when I was a little person.
Windows 95 desktop.
No, I was, like, 10 or 11, and I wanted to stick my computer in the wall so it looked like Star Wars.
Oh boy.
So this is what I would do. So my first room would probably be, so my dream is to have a basement. I sit in my basement right now and it's not finished. It's very creepy, but we have a bunch of furniture down here anyway, and cute, including the computer. But I would want a finished basement, and it would be like an entertainment room, but it would look like you were on probably the Millennium Falcon is what I'd go for.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, like, you'd have the bench seating with the table so you could play that 3D weird monster chess game.
Yeah.
And I'd have touch screens built into the walls and stuff so you could do dumb things.
So this is your basement.
Yeah. Lights and things. And then, of course, there would be the large view screen, which would just constantly be, you know, like warp speed or planets. It would cycle through, and that would just be the television.
Okay.
That's my dream.
That's your first room. Okay.
Yeah. And there'd have to be a Han Solo and Carbonite, because I always wanted a life-size Han Solo and Carbonite.
So you could do dirty things to him at night?
No.
Are you lying?
Maybe. That's just bizarre. I'm not even sure how I would do dirty things to it, but okay.
His hands are like right here though. So,
oh god.
I mean...
It's true. They're like in boof honk honk mode.
Not you said boob Hong Kong mode.
I did say boob Hong Kong.
That's mode. The scientific method.
That is the scientific name of the place in Han Solo's hands.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Do you remember seeing those? Like, I remember seeing those in what catalog was it? Was it Sharper Image?
Yes.
Sharper Image. They had the life size Vader, the life size Stormtroopers, and the life size hang on your wall and light it up. Han Solo and Carbonite.
Oh yeah.
I have lusted for those things my entire life.
That's fair.
And I would put all of that in this room.
So now, seeing, for example, Solo, would you decorate it more like Han's version of the Falcon, or Lando's kind of fancier version?
Lando's fancier version.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Because it's, you know, it's the cushy room.
Yeah.
Going out here to chill. And I'd build in some kind of bar.
A game system down there, play games.
Oh yeah,
stuff.
Gaming. Okay. Everything would be integrated, but it would be done to look like. Well, I mean, now I'd be heavily influenced by Galaxy's Edge, because that's done so well.
Okay, so that's your first room.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Oh, sorry. One thing. Oh, sorry. Oops. One last thing. Duh. Obviously, there would be a large devoted space to posters, to the movie posters.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. With, you know, like, really nice framing and lighting, and okay, obviously. And that's the only thing that would be the real, you know, like, not in canon takeaway, kind of, not full immersion of the room. I would want the movie posters on full display.
That's fair.
Because it's an entertainment room.
So, my first room I picked was the living room. And I want a full-on Jabba's throne room.
Oh my god, I totally saw this coming.
I want, wait for it, I want a big old sofa to be the dais that Eva has.
Yes.
I want a trap door.
Yes!
And I want someone to drop into the basement where there's like a sand pit.
You're gonna have to have people just like sign liability waivers just to visit your house.
It wouldn't be a big drop. Just like a, oops.
Just drop them into a ball pit.
I did sand because sand might be a little comfier than plastic balls, but. But so, I want a full-blown Jabba's Palace themed living room. I want, the, like I said, the dais, and I want a big, like, jumbo TV screen that's, like, on its own, like, little dais that can, like, move back and forth so I can get it closer and stuff. I want the grates that are on the floor.
Yeah.
And I want, like, in the corner, like, a little bar area that's supposed to be, like, mimicking the where the Max Rebo band plays.
Yeah.
Which I got, like, a little wet bar over there.
You can have R2 as, like, a moving bartender.
Yeah. And I would have, like, cutouts of, like, Ula and, like, Bib Fortuna just, like, on the wall.
Yes.
And, but I fully want a, like, a dais that, like, moves back and forth and I hit a button and a trap door just drops people down through the basement.
God.
But the kicker is, I have to go and open the door to let you out.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're gonna get arrested.
So, if I don't like you, like, oh, are you soliciting when there's a no soliciting sign? Come into the living room, little Mormon boy.
I was gonna say, there's gonna be so many Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses in there.
Just, conk, goodbye. No, but I've always loved the Jabba's Palace scenes in Return of the Jedi. I always loved the look of it. It was just kind of a creepy, cool, like, fun place to be. Like, the cantina's fun and all to go to, but, like, Jabba's Palace was, like, where it was at.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, there was some shenanigans going on.
Like, the cantina, you go there and, like, you know, party up a little bit, have a little drink or two. Jabba's Palace, you go to, like, tweak out.
Yeah. It's like the hedonist club.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So...
what if you had, okay, so what if for your sofa, instead of just the dais, what if you had a Jabba sofa?
Like, Jabba himself is a sofa?
Yes.
Oh boy.
Yeah, like, can you imagine, so like, life-size Jabba, but like, the center of him is concave, and so you can sit.
I want a dais.
Inside Jabba.
I want a dais.
You just want to be Jabba.
Well, no, I just want to have the really cool dais that moves back and forth and drops people down below.
You can still have the dais.
But it's, I just want to be a crime lord.
But the Jabba, but Jabba is the sofa on the dais.
Okay, so it's a full, like...
It's like the full thing.
It's like the full, but it's like the gentle giant.
It's the gentle giant thing.
Okay.
Which... I have photos in front of.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah, but you're not dressed.
I am too dressed.
You dress as Slave Leia?
No, but I have clothing on, you sick pervert.
I'm not dressed as Slave Leia either, but sorry. Leia's metal bikini, Hut Slayer Leia, as we prefer to call her, Hut Slayer Leia. No, but everybody else is. No, that's when I did Mara Jaya's Erica.
That's right. Yes, you did.
That was fun. But yeah, no, something just like that, except it's soft. And you can sit on it.
So it's plushy.
That would be amazing. Why is that not a thing? Why is that not a thing?
Like, I want all of, like, his pillows that he has, and I want, like, a little, like, Salacious Crumb puppet somewhere.
Oh, clearly. Yeah.
And, like, I want that. Like, I want sand on the floor. I want that full experience.
You need the, and then you need the little, like, green water bowl thing.
Oh, yeah.
You need that, but it'll be a room, what do they call those? The atomizer or whatever, that, you know, it puts out cool air and scent, like oils and stuff.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so it'll make your room smell really nice too.
that, or I was gonna have that be like a separate piece and just like fill the bowl with like snacks and like Oreos and popcorn and shit.
Yeah, because it could be double walled so that it looks like it's the goo, but inside it's just snacks. Or it could be it could be like a drink holder.
Yes. Just get like a ladle so I can just ladle out some Coke Zero.
Or, you know, just ice and your drinks are in there.
Oh, your idea is better, Ian. I don't know what Ian was thinking of. Ian was like, no, we're going to get a ladle and just like...
It's a punch bowl.
All of her twisted out of there and just call it good.
It's a forever in your room punch bowl.
God.
Like, this would be amazing. Okay, so you'd also have to have that god-awful air blow-up costume, Jabba costume. You know, that like...
Oh, from the Clone Wars?
Is that where it's from? I don't know. The one that people wear, that, you know, it's like the dinosaur ones that everybody wears, the Jabba. Yeah. Yeah, you need that. And then you just be wearing that as people come in. Obviously. Oh, and sound effects. Gotta have sound effects.
Oh, yeah. Speakers, like, in the... Like, it's a whole thing. And you want a Jabba's Palace themed...
Yeah, full immersion. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. I totally support this.
If someone comes in, I just want someone to walk in, Ian Nobata. No.
Yes, you need a butler.
I need a butler bib.
You need a Twilight butler.
Yep. Oh, Ian Nobata. Oh. But I have an Amazon package for him. Okay, you bother. Come. Oh, that's a horrible bib for Tuna impression, by the way.
It's horrible, but we all got it.
Okay, so what is your second room?
I would want a bathroom.
Like a master bath?
No, I think it'd be like the guest bathroom. Actually, you know what? It'd probably be, so in my dream basement, obviously, there was a bedroom and a full bath as well.
Okay.
So the bathroom would also be themed, and it would be, I think, like originally I just wanted to carry the what's it called? Millennium Falcon theming. But I think now, you know, as time has passed and we've got more content, it would be Scarif because tropical. See, it would be a spin on that stupid white lady lives in a landlocked state. Here's my ocean beach themed bathroom.
Okay.
But it would be Scarif.
That's funny. Okay, so like, would you have like it looking like the Imperial like facility or what?
Kind of, yeah. I guess it would be like, so I think that the what's the word I'm looking for? The shower curtain would be like a landscape scene from Scarif.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think I would have soap dispensers and stuff that look, you know, I don't know, like thermal detonators. Something random like that. And then, you know, like maybe shampoo and conditioner dispensers on the wall in the shower that look like, I don't know, various pieces of tech.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, so maybe some maybe we'd be like, you know, like the bunker thingy they were in.
Oh, okay.
So there would be like a view out onto Scarif, but you would be in this bunker thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so there'd be, you know, like weaponry on the walls, and the sink would look like, you know, like cargo boxes, stuff like that. That would be kind of cool. Oh, and the trash bin could be a droid or something.
Oh yeah,
that'd be cool.
That'd be cute.
It would be super cute.
Maka agrees with you, by the way. She's sitting next to me, and she's like, "Yes."
Yeah.
She's like, "I agree." She wants a fun droid dustbin she can knock around.
My significant other is gonna listen to this and be like, "This is not happening ever. This is never happening.
We're not doing this shit. Stop now." who thought of this? It was Ian's idea. I need to speak with him. Okay. Never so my happen. My second room isn't really a room. It's the patio.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I want. Full on Padme's veranda in episode 3.
Yes.
I want the seating. I want like the marble tile. I want the weird looking ball fountain. I want everything. I would add like some heat lamps in there just because, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I fully want, like, the columns, the drapery. I want that in my backyard. Like, that's just it. I want that.
That would be totally awesome.
Yeah. So I want the veranda. I want it to be really pretty. I would also put another wet bar out there because I'm an alcoholic.
Because duh.
Because all my friends drink as well. So,
Just offer bed stick to people.
well, it's funny because in all my Sims houses, I would put at least like four bars in the house. Even if it was like a two-bedroom house, there's at least a minimum of like
You get
three
a
bars
bar,
going in.
and you get a bar,
Well,
and the bathroom gets a bar.
I would put a bar in the basement, a bar out back, and then I would put a bar in the kitchen.
Makes sense. I
Yeah.
mean,
So my
that
Sims were
totally tracks with rich
smosh.
people. Like,
Yeah.
that's how rich people do things, so why
Yeah.
not?
They were just trash the whole entire time. It was very funny. So no, I would do Padme's veranda, and then I would have like a grill out there and, some modern commodities and stuff like that. But
Love that.
I really want Padme's veranda because it's really, really
I
pretty.
mean, cool. Well, you could serve all the dishes from like the grilled restaurant. There's like this really cool grill in Galaxy's Edge. You could serve
Oh, yes.
those, and then you could serve the drinks from the cantina.
Oh yeah.
That'd be really
It
awesome.
would be also big enough to have like a solid group out there for like a party and stuff like that. Like it's not just going to be an intimate setting for two like it usually is,
Should
but
be
no, I
there
want.
should also be a hot tub somewhere, just because.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No, I would put a hot tub probably in the center.
Absolutely.
And have a table out there and chair. Yeah, the whole thing, but I do want Padme's veranda.
That'd be so cool.
Okay. So what is your It's our third one.
My
What's your
third and
third?
final room would be the bedroom, and this would harken back to my childhood fantasy bedroom that I tried to make. And
Okay.
it would be Anakin and Padme's Coruscant apartments. I mean, based on
Okay.
that. Yeah. So that whole aesthetic with, viewpoints out into Coruscant, and probably like, oh, I want to see if I could get like a life-size 3PO stick in the corner.
I mean, look, go ahead.
Yeah. And then I would want a mini bar, but the mini bar would be R2. And so, have you seen those globe mini bars that you
Oh,
open up the
yeah.
globe and it's a bar inside? Except you would open up R2 and it would be a bar.
I'm pretty sure they make that.
I think so too. Like, I think that's actually a thing.
I feel like I've seen that somewhere. If not, then I'm sure you'll find it on Etsy.
Yeah. God, I want one of those anyway now. I bet I could convince my significant other that we need that.
Yeah. It's a
Totally.
good conversation piece.
It
Yeah.
is. Yeah, and it would make noises. It would like beep and boop every once in a while.
Every time you open it up, it just go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it would make like the lightsaber noise. Like the when it springs out for
Oh.
Luke to catch it
Just
in Return of the
push.
Jedi. Yeah, it would make
Yeah.
that noise. That would be awesome. Or
That's.
it could eject. Oh, no, it could do that, but it would eject a can of beer.
That seems like a hazard.
Oh, says the guy with a trap door pit in his living room.
I knew you were gonna bring that up. I'm like, oh wait. I just remembered that I have like a trap door to throw religious people down when I don't want to have
Sure,
to deal with them.
yeah, but my beer can gently launched into the air is a hazard.
This might just full blown, just nope, down in a pit with ye. Goodbye. Okay. So, would you add anything else?
Padme's full wardrobe.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, it would just like, it would look like that. I can't really go with
Would you
more
do the same
detail.
color scheme or different color scheme?
I'd probably keep the color scheme.
Okay.
It's kind of soothing.
Because it's really pretty blue and like gold and stuff,
Yeah,
so
it's pretty
yeah.
soothing. I'd go with that. It's nice. It seems conducive for sleep. Yeah.
That's fair.
And just hope that one day Obi-Wan will visit me.
I like how though you would just be asleep, be like, I want a beer, and you hit a button and it just launches a beer into the bed, and you're just like, thanks, R2.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sounds brilliant.
God. cannot. Okay, so my final room is the master bedroom and master bath. I consider that in one whole thing because it's usually in one whole room.
Sure.
So I would have it be the master bath would be like the interior of the Blockade Runner.
Oh, cool.
And the master bedroom would be Palpatine's office.
Yeah.
And those colors, at least.
That's pretty.
Because he had lots of reds and burgundies and stuff like that. I would fully have just like a beautiful, lush, like silk bed. The bathroom, like I said, and the doors to the bathroom are like the sliding doors that they have in the Blockade Runner. So you hit like a button and you just like walk in and you're like, all right, cool.
It's got to make the noise.
Oh, yeah. Just
when it opens. Yeah. Whoosh. Noise.
Whoosh.
Not the Star Trek whoosh.
No, the Star Wars whoosh. But yeah, the bathroom would be like pure white, basically, with how the paneling is in the Blockade Runner. The sinks would be looking like the console on the bridge. And then the bathtub would be all white with a silver border around it to mimic Leia's belt.
Aww.
So I have like a little bit of Leia in there.
I like that. It's high concept.
And then the shower would be like one of those showers that has like 20 different nozzles that like you could just sit down and have like a good cry in. Like one of those showers.
Oh yeah, no, that's the ultimate shower.
And then touchscreen everything.
Oh, obviously.
I want like a sterile oasis, basically. Like if need be, you could give birth in there. So
just make it Padme's birthing room. Just do that. Oh my god, you're just sitting on the toilet and you've got a stupid health droid, whatever, and it's just going
Ooba.
Ooba.
And you're just like, I'm trying to poop in peace. Ooba. And you're like,
oh no.
Don't you put that hook down there.
Oh no.
I don't need your assistance. Goodbye. No, I would fully do the Blockade Runner, not Padme's birthing room. Jesus Christ.
No, it would be great, because you'd be, you know, like, you'd be in there for a while, and people like you would be like, where the hell is Ian? And then your health droid would come out and say, he's lost the will to live.
I'd be like, and then everyone just yells back, you shouldn't have had all that cheese!
Yep, that's what happened. That's what happened.
You've lost the will to live. I've lost the will to finish this episode.
We're such children.
Oh, we are. No, but so my bedroom, like I said, would be kind of Palpatine's office, color scheme-wise.
Yes.
But look-wise, it would be very Imperial.
Okay, yeah.
I want, you know, steel, charcoal gray, blacks, burgundies, like I said, for Palpatine's color scheme as well. I want, like, the paneling, the famous Imperial, like, long, light panel, whatever it is. I don't really know what it's called. But when you see it, you know, like, oh, Empire.
Yeah.
I want, like, also, like, Imperial officers just, like, randomly in there, and they would, like, fear me. I don't know
just randomly?
Yeah.
Sure.
Would
you have Vader? Would you have a Vader replica?
I don't know. Actually, what I would do is I would have a replica of, like, Sidious's lightsabers, Vader's lightsaber, something with Snoke, and then something with Kylo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My basement would have all the lightsabers on the wall.
Oh, all for sure. Lightsabers. But yeah, that's my master bedroom. You know, something very lush, Imperial, high fantasy, high fashion, high decor. And then the bedroom is very Princess Leia, Blockade Runner.
Bathroom.
I don't have the plans. What plans?
What plans?
I'm on a diplomatic mission to Alderaan.
That sounds whenever awesome.
Whenever someone's in there. Are you almost done in the bathroom? I'm on a diplomatic mission.
Yeah, you just hit a button and that's what it says.
Yeah. Just Carrie's voice comes on the intercom. That's so what it is. Like, okay, I'll just leave you alone then. Goodbye. That's
amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah, so that's our designing Star Wars.
Let us know how you would design your own Star Wars room.
Yeah, exactly, because and this is also with a limited amount of money, clearly.
Yeah. Do whatever
you want. Our budget's out the wazoo. I would have like a bunch of the concept designers from episodes 1, 2, and 3 come in and draw out stuff for me.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Because those designs were beautiful. So I would do that. But yeah, let us know. Tweet us at Echo Station Cast, like I said in the beginning. Let us know how you design your own Star Wars room. And if you want to, draw us a picture or send us like reference photos, because Chris and I might steal them.
Yeah. And if I ever find the pictures of the murals I drew on my childhood bedroom walls, I will.
We will post those.
Them up. Yeah.
Yes.
They're somewhere.
They gotta be. But until then, guys, Chris, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at The Dirt Witch or on Instagram at Chris Jaded.
And you can find me on Instagram at House of Turner Cosplay. And on the tweeters at IR Turner, you know, give us some love. Let us know how we're doing. We miss going to cons and like meeting people who listen to our podcast. So this is our only way of interacting with our fans. We found out recently that we also have fans in Australia.
Yeah, how cool is that?
And
New Zealand, right?
I believe so. Yeah, New Zealand, Australia, the UK,
Singapore.
Somewhere in South America,
Canada,
Canada, Brazil. Yeah, Brazil.
Maybe Brazil.
Brazil or Chile, one of the two. But we love all you guys. We are very, very appreciative of our international listeners. So, yeah. If you also want to comment down below, tell us where you're at. I mean, obviously not, you know, where you're at, but like what country you're from.
What country you're in.
Yes, and we would love to hear from you guys.
Or if you're in the U.S., then let us know what state you're in.
Yes. And also your social security number and your P.O. box number. And
your mother's maiden name.
Yeah. We're horrible people.
Yes.
But until next time, guys, have a very safe week, and may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.